poll, Democrat Senate candidates struggle in aftermath of Biden debate. By Nick Gilbertson on July 10, 2024. Democrat Senate candidates in key races are struggling in dangerous territory after President Joe Biden's disastrous debate performance against former President Donald Trump, a package of polls reveals. The Remington Research polls find a statistical tie in almost every battleground Senate state included in the poll. As the Daily Wire reports, it has a plus or minus 4 percentage point margin of error. The following are the results in likely voter LV sample sizes from each state as reported by The Hill. Notably, each seat in the races listed below is currently held by a Democrat, except in Texas, where Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, holds a double-digit advantage over his challenger. Arizona, 638 LVs. Carrie Lake, R, 47%. Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz, 47%. Other, 6%. Michigan, 584 LVs. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, 47%. Former Representative Mike Rogers, RME, 43%. Other, 10%. Montana, 570 LVs. Tim Sheehy, R, 50%. Senator John Tester, DeMount, 45%. Other, 5%. Nevada, 601 LVs. Senator Jackie Rosen, DNV, 48%. Sam Brown, R, 46%. Other, 6%. Ohio, 611 LVs. Senator Sherrod Brown, DO, 50%. Bernie Moreno, R, 44%. Other, 7%. Pennsylvania, 673 LVs. Senator Bob Casey, DPA, 49%. Dave McCormick, R, 48%. Other, 4%. Texas, 589 LVs. Cruz, 53%. Representative Colin Allred, DTX, 43%. Other, 4%. Wisconsin. Eric Hovde, R, 48%. Senator Tammy Baldwin, DY, 48%. Other, 3%. The surveys were conducted between June 29 and July 1, on the heels of the first presidential debate on June 27. Biden's performance notably ignited a firestorm of chatter within the Democrat Party as to whether or not he should remain the presumptive nominee, and has sparked concerns about his candidacy dragging down Democrats in down-ballot races. Republicans already had a highly advantageous Senate map before the developments that emerged following the debate. As Breitbart News detailed, Republicans have realistic opportunities to flip 9 seats currently held by Democrats, while only 2 GOP seats are held by strong incumbents in Cruz in Texas and Senator Rick Scott, RFL, in Florida, underscoring just how poor this year's map is for the left. Related, WH press conference gets crazy as reporter fights with KJP over dodging questions on Biden's health. Democrats and the independents who caucus with them have a razor-thin majority at 51 seats to the GOP's 49. Theoretically, if Republicans win a minimum of 1 seat and hold on to Texas and Florida in tandem with Trump winning a second term, the GOP would have a Senate majority based on the vice president's tie-breaking vote. But the GOP is in prime position to score an even stronger multi-seat majority. Assuming Governor Jim Justice, RWV, prevails in the West Virginia Senate race as he is widely expected to do, which would flip outgoing Senator Joe Manchin's, IWV, seat red, and Cruz and Scott hold on, the GOP begins with a 50-42 seat advantage over Democrats before getting into these other competitive races listed above.